Radio 1.
Hello, it's Scottish 512 and Alicia Dixon's here. Hiya.
Hello.
How are you?
Really good, thanks.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
I think our last time I saw you was on
X Factor.
We had to sit on those stools and say what we thought.
Yes, and we was annoyed that Laura White went home.
Yes, we were.
Yes.
Yeah. So you, I know you were doing the BAFTAs last night, weren't you, on the red carpet?
I did, yeah. What a mad night that was. It was the longest hour of my life, I have to say.
Why?
Well, because I was presenting it with Steve Jones, and he was further down the red carpet, more closer to where the actors and actresses were arriving. So he was getting all the great actresses, and I was just there, like, twiddling my thumbs.
Hello!
And then my talkback went in my ear, and then literally they was just going, and you're live, and it was like, okay, we're here, and it's raining, and the atmosphere is buzzing, and I must have said that for a good 20 minutes with no content. But I did get to interview Dev Patel, who was great, Patrick Stewart, Michael Sheen, Penelope Cruz. So it was fun.
It's not a bad list.
No.
That's a good list. No, that was. I was really excited to meet Dev Patel because I love Slumdog.
Yeah.
I think it's a wicked film.
So this is for the E Channel, wasn't it, last night?
Yeah.
And it was rainy and cold, probably, wasn't it?
It was classic British weather.
But you must have met some good people.
I did, yeah. Penelope was great. Yeah. And as I said, like meeting Dev Patel, he was lovely. And yeah.
And I know that Brad and Angelina came, didn't they?
They did, yes. They
didn't win a thing.
Is that moustache? Is that for a part?
I just
wondered. I've seen all the pictures whether he has that moustache for a part or not,
or a joke. Is what you mean?
Not a joke.
No. I don't know.
They won't be coming back, will they?
Everyone was so excited when they hit the red carpet, but I don't think they didn't speak to E.
So you spoke to two people and then went home.
Do you know what? I just couldn't. It was so cold by the end of it, I couldn't feel my fingers or my toes.
But you still got gloves on to prove it.
There you go.
So you didn't go to the awards?
No, I just wanted to go back to my hotel and chill because I knew I had to get up really early this morning. And I knew if I went to the awards and went to the dinner, I wouldn't have been going to bed early.
Yeah.
So I was being professional.
And it probably goes on for ages, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I watched the edited down version, which was great. You know, it just gets straight to the hardcore awards rather than all those little in-between ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get invited to a lot of awards?
Yeah.
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 Because we've had this on the show before. Mm. Rob Brydon hosts most of them. And because there are awards for everything now, aren't there? Like, you'd have, like...
Yeah, anything.
We had the Sausage Roll Awards.
Yeah, Sausage Roll.
Someone texted in about that.
How do you win a Sausage Roll Award?
Well, it's just the people that make the sausage rolls, obviously. It's like the Oscars of the sausage roll making world.
I suppose it gives people something to look forward to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Obviously the people like yourself that present awards quite a lot, and then the celebrities who go to the award ceremonies, and then you have to sit there and have a meal with the sausage roll makers. So what do you do? Oh, so you put the meat in, do you? Do you have to do that a lot? Sit on the table and make small talk?
It's always funny when you go to the awards and you get the dinner, and it's always... I like my food, and you get these tiny little portions. You have to wait about an hour before they finish serving everybody else. But yeah, sometimes the food is nice.
What's the weirdest award ceremony you've been to so far, Alicia?
The weirdest?
Or, like, you know, have you been to any strange ones?
I don't want to say.
You nearly said something there.
I did, and then I thought... And then I thought, I'm not going to get invited back if I say that. No, they're all good. They're always a good night out. They're always interesting. I'm looking forward to the Brits
this
year.
Something, isn't it?
Yeah,
South.
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh. Okay, I'll keep guessing. Yeah, the Brits will be good this year.
Yeah, the Brits will be cool. I'm looking forward to that, presenting a show for Brits backstage as well.
Cool.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, the moustache, by the way, the Brad moustache is for the new Tarantino film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
There, see? That's why.
Thanks.
So soon you're climbing that big hill for Comic Relief.
Yes.
Other people on the climb are Gary Barlow.
Yes.
Do you know all these people quite well, all these people that are going with you?
Yeah.
So it'll be all right. It's not like that awkward kind of, hi, I'm Alicia, and you are Gary.
No,
it'll
be cool. Be cool.
Okay. Chris Moyles.
Yeah.
Ronan Keating.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be there. Cheryl Cole. Kimberly off Girls Aloud. Denise Van Outen. Fern Cotton and Ben Shepherd. Who do you think from all that lot is going to be the best laugh?
The best laugh? Probably Chris.
Yeah.
Unless he, you know,
unless
gets all emotional on the mountain and goes into himself. No, because apparently when you get up there, it's quite a you know, you go through these moments where it's quite dark, and when you're struggling physically to get up there, we've heard that it can be quite challenging.
And then you cry.
Well, who knows? We'll see. I mean, I think that it's a really good team of people. I'm sharing a tent with Cheryl and Kimberly, so we'll have...
Good morning.
Now there and Chris probably.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bless him. Chris is going to keep me warm.
Can I come
it's
in?
Going to be minus 30.
Oh God. Now the thing is, Cheryl might be in a bit of a mard at the moment.
She might be what?
In a bit of a mard.
What do you mean?
Right, in a bit of a mood.
No.
Have you heard today's speaking clock?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Cheryl Cole here.
I thought
the
she sounded great.
The comic relief is 5:17:50.
She sounds scary.
No, she doesn't. She sounds like a person fine. That was asked to do a talking clock. I think she'll be fine.
Have you done it?
I haven't, no.
Oh.
No.
But it must be getting boring. They're sitting there all day. Like, hi, Alicia Dixon here. The time is now 5:18:05.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Beep.
Bit. I'm going out there a couple of days earlier than everybody else to spend some time with people out there. You know what? It's going to be the experience of a lifetime.
Yeah, of course.
And obviously, the more people that get behind us, the better. You know, I think it's a great, great opportunity.
Yeah. You know Ronan Keating?
Yeah.
You obviously know him quite well.
Yes.
He's a lovely, lovely guy.
Mm-hmm.
I do really like him, but I think he's the one that's most likely to bring a guitar.
No.
Oh, come on.
Nobody's going to bring a guitar. We've got to climb a mountain.
But there's always someone on a camping trip brings a guitar. And you can just imagine it. All right, Ronan. Who brought the guitar?
You need someone to bring like a harmonica or something. Something small and practical that's not going to weigh you down.
Can you not see that Ronan would be the one that brings the guitar?
If it was a normal camping trip, maybe, yeah, but not lugging it up Kilimanjaro.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
after you've cooked your baked potatoes on the open fire, then you get the guitar comes out. I'll give it a rest, Ro. Either that or Ben Shepherd will bring the guitar.
Why, won't you know?
I just think he would. Anyway, he'll want to play
be the first person
songs
everyone
by
will
Radiohead.
Kick off the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? Is there going to be anyone you don't get on with?
No, I think I'll get on with everybody, but I think I might annoy some of them.
But how?
Because I've got a really annoying laugh and I talk a lot, and they'll probably be just
laugh.
They'll probably want to be concentrating on walking and I'll be chatting away.
We've noticed that you have exactly the same laugh as who?
Motley?
No.
Sid James?
No.
A crow?
No.
Okay.
A Mel off the Sugar Babes?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's freaky.
Chappers, say something to make Alicia laugh now.
Well, I don't have to.
And now here's a Mel's laugh. Yeah, that's the
that's
same.
Freaky. Mystique used to have a stylist called Cynthia who styles the Sugar Babes. And when Emil first joined Sugar Babes, Cynthia said, "You are really like her. Like, you laugh the same. Blah, yeah. blah, blah." That's quite freaky.
Yeah, that's quite freaky.
Maybe right. we're sisters.
I don't think now's the place, Alicia.
Well, I never know with my dad.
You need Jeremy Kyle.
Oh, people would say, how many brothers and sisters you got? I always say, well, officially, I've got 5. Unofficially, I can't tell you.
Oh, you're brilliant. Okay, Alicia Dixon's with us. We're going to play Gary Go and have a little more of a chat.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Are you all right? Because Gary Barlow was saying a bit earlier, he was a bit concerned that you're not.
Why are they all worried about me? I'm a Dixon. I'll be fine.
Yeah?
Yes.
Why are they so worried about you?
Well, it's just coincidence, obviously, that my single has happened to come out now, so my promotional schedule's been really intense, and I haven't really had much time to train as I would like to.
Okay.
Somebody sent me a message on Facebook going, oh, I think you're letting everybody down, and you should have never accepted Gary's offer because, you know, you're not taking it seriously. I was like, are you having a laugh? This is the most serious thing I'm ever going to do in my life, and I am taking it seriously, and I, you know, I wish I had more time to train, but I don't. Tell them, Phil.
Diary is bananas.
That's Phil. And he runs Alicia's diary.
He's and responsible.
Actual quote.
The rest of Atlantic.
Actual quote. The diary is bananas.
Bananas.
So yeah, see?
So take that
have
person
that,
on
Gary.
Facebook.
I have gone out on long walks and I'm relatively quite fit and I've done some treadmill work. But obviously if I had my way I'd be walking for 3 hours every day, but I don't have a spare 3 hours unless
okay.
I walk at 2 in the morning.
Are you taking mini outfits on the climb?
Millie Elvis.
Well, you like a frock, Alicia.
Yeah, but I've just resigned myself to the fact that I'm going to be minging on the mountain. I'm going to be the one with the big frizzy hair, and all the girls are going to be looking beautiful, aren't they? And I'm just going to be like, oh, God, there she is. The token frizz on the mountain. But no, I went and brought some mountain gear the other day, got, you know, sorted out myself with some nice gear, because the trousers they sent me was swinging around my ankles and they didn't fit. Yeah,
no,
so I got, you know, as long as I get my kit right, we'll be fine.
Now, we should talk about how you donate for this. I'll tell you what, this is impressive, right? From the people that have donated already, thank you so much, because it's already on listeners. And so far, we have made £65,706.
That's amazing.
And even gone up Kilimanjaro,
that is absolutely amazing.
So thank you very much. Wow. This is for the Red Nose Climb. Lots of celebs like Alicia are going up Kilimanjaro. We need your money for Comet Relief. That is amazing. Thank you so much if you donated already. If you would like to, go online. You'll see it as soon as you get
Red-nose
to the homepage.
Day.com you can go to as well.
You can. Or bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You'll find it as soon as you get there. It's dead easy.
Cool.
Are you taking, like, what are you going to take? Provisions up there, like chocolate and stuff?
I'm going to take a stash of minstrels.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing. It's the food of choice. I know.
It's got to be comfort food. Obviously, the iPod, standard.
Yeah, yeah.
Pen and pad, you know, something to write how I'm feeling down.
A pet? Did you say a pet?
No, pet. Pen.
I thought you said your pet.
You're taking me dog, Roxy. Lots of sweets, frutellas. Comfort food.
They do say, though, don't they, the Kilimanjaro climbers, that minstrels are...
The best thing, Denise went out and sent me some tips, and one of the tips was 2 weeks before you go, you have to stock up on all your carbs, eat as much as you want.
Amazing.
It's brilliant.
So now, did she do that genuinely, or is she trying to make you look a bit of a porker compared to her for the photo shoot at the start of the climb?
Any excuse to eat lots of food, I'm in it. So that's the only tip I've been following so far.
Now, obviously, sometimes it does happen on these climbs where you have to give people CPR, doesn't it, Chappers?
Does it?
Yeah, sometimes. Well,
right.
I'm just saying this because I heard this the other day, right? Somebody told me this, and I've just looked it up, and it's true.
Mm.
You know the track Staying Alive by the Bee Gees?
Yeah.
Right? Here it is. I've just looked this up, right? This tip helps rescuers keep the proper rate while doing CPR because this track is 103 beats per minute, right?
Wow.
Which is exactly the same amount of beats you need to regulate to keep somebody alive.
That is a great fact.
Yeah.
What made you decide to look that up?
No, because someone told me it the other day and I was like, that's not true. And it is true.
That'd be good music just to listen to on the iPod. Staying Alive, you know. Thinking about putting a little compilation of songs together that keep me motivated while walking, like Climb Every Mountain, Every Step I Take, them kind of songs.
But if you do the chest compressions to the beat of Bee Gees' Staying Alive, they will. How good is that?
That's very good.
Brilliant.
Would you try that on Chappers
Thank
now?
Thank you, Dr. Mills.
Because
I think if she tried that on me, my heartbeat might go a lot faster than 103.
You can see it working though, right?
Yeah.
Go. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're still alive. You're still alive.
1, 2, 3, 4. Still alive.
Love it.
Very good.
Well, listen, very best of luck for the big climb.
Thank you.
It'll be fine.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm nervous, but it's, you know, it's going to be an experience of a lifetime, and we're going to go into it and give it 120%.
Remember, if you want to donate, it's rednose.com or bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Yeah.
We're going to play your lovely track, Brief Slow.
Thank you.
Will you stay around and play a game of What's Occurring with us?
Yes.
Thank you. It's Radio 1.